Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
In. Where have you been?
Boom.
Struggling, working.
Oh, because you've done 3 days at work this week.
Four.
And this is what ends up happening.
No, I was ill before the start of the week. That's what, and mentally, I've really had to push through.
Right, we're back, I think. I don't even know the episode number. It's been that long. But, yeah. It's
really nice to be back.
It's been so long.
Well, we actually said, me and Bill in our last one, when it was in our office, because all the stuff was still over there from Gypsy Tales.
It wasn't meant to be back here.
We weren't coming back to the workshop, but the studio's not ready yet, so we're back here for now.
OG in the garage. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Back where we started off. Again, no notes, nothing, because Billy just said, shall we do a podcast about 3 hours ago?
I'm probably not going to see my child tonight because I've come here straight from coaching.
Oh, that's my fault.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I won't see my kid. But we got a podcast and I'm happy to be back.
You'll be bothered?
No, I thought it's quite nice to have you two back. I've been quite lonely this week. Oh, Billy's been gone a bit, yeah. And I generally thought, friends. Got friends again. So yeah. Good.
So for anyone that's wondering what's happening, that's in the bin, that. Yeah, me and Billy have been away at everywhere. Germany for the last round of the Super Enduro, Spain for a Red Bull photo shoot, and then a nice friend I am, I decided I wouldn't leave Billy with it, and I said I'd help you drive your van 20 hours back from Barcelona.
It's proper lived the Bill lifestyle the last week. He's exhausted, aren't you?
I am. But
you're exhausted this week too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm having this because my throat's sore. So the ice is happening in my throat, but...
Well, why don't we have a bit of a structure then? Why don't we go back to the start of the year, because we haven't really spoke about anything. Why don't we start? We'll build you up and then tear you straight down. Why don't we start with the British Championship first round?
We can start with me if you want. Obviously, I've not been on one, I don't think, since Christmas, and you boys have just done one, haven't you?
Oh, have you not done nothing?
Well, I think you've only done one.
Yeah, true.
We did that one...
Well, we did. The last one you was on with the Doc Wog before Christmas, in between the Christmas and New Year break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's been happening all the start of this year?
Well, just what people have seen. I guess most of the people who listen to this have seen a vlog every now and again, whether you've seen them all or one or another. But
doesn't seem to be one from last week.
No. Well, I actually filmed one last week, and it's quite good. Like, I generally put a lot of effort in, maybe too much, because it's almost like... If I release it now, it's fucking...
What, the MX Nationals?
Yeah, it's quite a good vlog. But we'll start... obviously, Ed's not been around to edit it, but I did film, and it would be quite good. But we've been, working hard for racing, riding a lot with my team through the pre-season stuff. I've done a lot down at Jake Nichols' house. I'm sure you've all seen quite a lot of videos there. That's been great, riding with Jake. And other than that, just...
We did do the monotonous grind, didn't we? We didn't really do anything other than ride and train in the videos. There was no enduro days out. No, nothing fun, really. It was just putting the hours in.
No, you have to put a bit of work in every now and again. So, felt good doing that. Then we had the first race. But, yeah, nothing really to report on. It's been just generally getting ready for racing. So, we raced at Cullum. Ed come there, filmed that one. You've probably seen the vlog. That was a success. Came quite easy. I've worked hard before, and I felt that when I was on the track. Did you see that one, Bill, or not? Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I watched most of that video. You did all right. I actually watched your live stream from
Cullum.
Did I watch both races? I definitely watched the first one.
See me tearing up the side of the track?
Yeah, I seen you.
That was a bit of
off-track excursion.
Bit of a...
Well, no, I actually missed it at the time, and then they said on the commentary that there was a protest going in, or there was... question some swimming or whatever, but then like on the second or third last lap I seen a few other people going up the side and on that peg. So I guessed it was from there, but I seen there was that many tyre marks and there was no posts left on that bit of track. I guessed everyone had done it. So I'd assumed it would got nothing was going to come of it. And then Ed Rang is on his way home in the dark saying, "Oh, we've only just left the track now because there's been all kinds of confusion."
Yeah, there's a big delay, hour and 20 minute delay.
Palaver going on.
Yeah, it was, but ended up, it was my fault. I missed a track marker. The way the track was, I was doing that line last year. There was a sort of bank there, so obviously you couldn't cut the track, but with how it was, the line sort of formed. I went out wide in the corner beforehand, switched up and sort of clipped the side, and with a couple of laps, I missed out a marker, and then I sort of got my line figured out, and I was just on the very edge of the track. So other riders done it, and other riders were seen in the videos, but obviously, as I won the race, the protest went in against me, but it came out okay, and... yeah, I managed to get a win both races, so it was a really good day. Good day for me, good day for the team, and I thoroughly enjoyed the track. So that was that, really. And then just to catch up, I then had the MX Nationals at Fat Cats, and it didn't quite go as well. I mean, polar opposite. That's probably an understatement. It didn't go as well. But
don't talk about it, or will that do?
That do for now. I've got some. When I put that question up, a lot of people ask the question, Fred, what happened? So gonna address it a little bit later.
We'll save that for later.
Yeah, all right. I'm happy enough. It's what it is, isn't it?
I spoke to XCast Media, and obviously you did your part and filmed your part of the vlog. But he said you weren't on track long enough to get any riding footage.
I only missed a couple of laps of the first one, and I'd done the whole second race. But the speed wasn't there the whole time. But it's a fucking shitter, isn't it? But we live and learn, move on, and don't sort of not the same. I won't sit there upset, crying all week like I would have done 10 years ago, but still it was a little bit of a wounder. I wasn't proud of my performance. But at the same time, that it is what it is, and cracked on Monday morning, got up and...
avoided all phone calls from Dave Thorpe?
No, there'd been none. Which is... No, that's all right. I won't say too much. I'll get carried away.
Oh, you've had a better week or so, but we haven't spoke to you since. When did we speak to you? Well, me and you did that podcast, so there was...
even was that? What happened since then?
That was midway through. I think you've been to Israel since then.
I've definitely been to Israel, but I think I might have been to Budapest since then as well. And Tong.
Yes, Tong. You've been in Tong.
Tong is...
Everything got rained off. It was the week that we were supposed to film loads of mountain bike shit.
No, I wasn't.
It was.
Was it?
Yep.
Then that was the week after... That was just after Tong, then.
Okay. Well, yeah, we were supposed to go to Matt Jones's and all that.
Yeah, that. If anyone's still waiting for that video, none of it happened. It rained every day in England. I'd been in Spain the few weeks prior, getting ready for Super Enduro, and seeing that the weather was actually looking quite good in England, and I thought, oh, that looks fun in England. Everyone's having a nice time. I thought I'll come back for 2 weeks. There was a British Championship round the week after a Super Enduro round, so I thought I'll fly from the Super Enduro straight back to England and have 2 weeks at home. And it rained probably 12 days out of the 14 hours in England. So that delivered the goods there. And then what else have we done since then? So we've done Budapest. So I've done Israel Super Enduro and Germany Super Enduro. So 3 rounds. If you've been following or whatever, you've seen they've all gone pretty well. No real dramas in either of them. Not a lot to report, really. Crashed on a pump track the other day and I've hurt my wrist. That's still quite sore. I was a bit concerned I wasn't actually going to make Germany, but I can still kind of ride. It hurts, but I can ride. It just hurts a bit. So I'm going to get that looked at next week. But I am still doing the British Championship this weekend.
You're still going for it?
Yeah, well, what else am I going to do? Sit and do nothing?
That's what I said to Ed this morning.
What?
I said, well, if he didn't race and you'd love racing...
I'd just go and watch, and then just go, I wish I was racing. Like, my wrist hurts, but I can ride. It just hurts. And it's been out for a few weeks now, so I'm kind of used to it hurting.
So, all right then. Well, why don't we go back to Germany? Because I didn't come to think of this bit of a...
Germany?
Germany, yeah. I didn't come to Israel. Germany.
Oh, all right, okay.
A few things happened at Germany. The first of which, you got this hat that you haven't...
Oh, yeah, I've got a new hat. Have you seen I've got a new hat? This one's actually
multiple hats.
I've actually just pulled this one out the packet in the van.
I was going to say, I've not seen that one.
This one was a new one.
Tell them the joke that Stan said this morning.
Yeah, Stan did a very good joke this morning. I was at Stan's last night and we're in out for breakfast. We're walking out the front door and he goes, well, your tracker's going off. I said, what are you on about? Track. I said, oh, the one in your hat, saying it's not attached to your body at the minute. But starting off, well, that was brilliant. So I have to take my hat off and give him credit for that one. That was,
Did you watch Billy's vlog?
That's a very good joke.
No, I've actually not watched the vlog yet.
Oh, well. Johnny Walker gave him his helmet in the autograph session.
I see Johnny gave the helmet.
There's been a lot of confusion about whether you knew about that or not, but I'll let you clear that up in a second. So he was wearing his own Kex merchandise beanie and he just hoyed it clean over his head and then just boom, ever since he's put the Red Bull hat on. He's never put one on again since.
No, I still will do a few a Kex one now and again. It's just
I've spent happens. A week with you and you haven't worn anything other than that hat.
Yeah, but we all knew that. That was sort of the running joke up to this before that. We knew. How long have you actually known you've had a Red Bull?
Not just since Germany. It was a surprise.
Oh, the whole thing was a surprise?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Nah, he knew, obviously, a couple of weeks before.
Nah, my deal was quite more complicated than I think most people's deals with, like, acquirements to Red Bull. So it couldn't all be a surprise. So I have knew about it. So these two knew for a couple of weeks, too. I was actually at Ed's house. You were in Spain,
in fact.
I even
kept it a real good secret.
Yeah.
Even people said to me, did you know? And I was like, yeah, sort of knew. I don't really keep good secrets normally.
I didn't tell anyone that.
Told him?
Yeah, well, I thought, as soon as I told him, I thought, wrong person to tell.
No, but I didn't tell no one.
No, it was kept well under wraps, to be fair. Well, I only really told you, I was here the day I found out. Mm. But you obviously knew it was on the cards anyway. It's been on the cards for a while. There was just a lot of... Many, many, many moving parts had to align for it to be allowed to happen.
From Husky's side?
Yeah, from Husky and all sorts, and obviously Rockstar, we did all podcasts. That was what the last podcast was about, wasn't it? Where went.
Where's Husky? Yeah,
that was it was team sponsor, and then a Husky contract kind of... because it was... Used to have a team sponsor, that was a helmet deal, so like the surface of the helmet, usually for Husky, and yeah, many, many things, and the possibility that Rockstar might be coming back, and loads of other things, but Red Bull were kind of interested for a while. I was obviously interested for a very long time, or forever, pretty much. So nah, just actually delighted, and yeah, made up that it all came together, really. It's, like I say, I thought, kind of when I was... Went down the Husky route. Obviously, I signed for Husky my second year doing enduro, and they were already kind of rock star. And you obviously kind of a dream as a kid, well, I did anyway, of being kind of with Red Bull and signing with a team that has its own all team deal with energy drinks and stuff like that. You kind of feel like, oh, maybe it's probably never going to happen, or it's going to be. It wasn't looking like it was ever going to happen, but the stars have aligned and the job got done. Which obviously,
yeah, it's nice.
Delighted about
everyone at the autograph session didn't even know it. Only other rider that knew was Johnny.
Yeah,
he was sat next to Cody Webb and he didn't know.
Yeah, it was very well done, and even just the presentation was good because like we were going to do it just in the pits, like me walk back and Johnny have it there, and then in the end it was Andy, my team manager's idea. Said no, it needs to be. The pits isn't like the right environment. So we'll do it at the autograph session. And I wasn't actually that keen for that idea at first. I thought, oh, it's a bit.
Oh, you knew they was going to do it at the autograph session?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you knew that bit.
No.
You knew you had a deal, but you didn't know when it was going to give it to you.
Well, I didn't, until the day, we didn't know when it was going to happen and stuff like that. Stan had the helmet in the box, and the box was sealed like the whole week, and I was like, don't let that leave your side, like he was taking it into the hotel room and stuff.
Did you look at the helmet before?
Nah, that was still a fully surprise. I didn't know what was going to be on the helmet and all of that. And
Toby tried to show me a photo of it after I threw the day. I went, nope.
Oh, really?
I just ran off. I went, nope, I'll have that as a surprise as well. No, everything else.
I like the helmet.
Yeah, no, I was happy. I didn't really know. I thought the first one probably just going to be 100% super plain,
yeah.
Whatever, which I was still obviously going to be buzzing with. But the whole setup, I think, and it was a good idea to do at the autograph session, and how it worked was proper sick. And I think it all went down very well. And thankfully... I did a good later on that day for its first time out.
Yeah.
Did you watch? Obviously, Bill watched your live stream, and I already know the answer. You wouldn't have watched him, but did you?
£7, isn't it?
But it's weird.
I could have used your membership because you weren't there.
It would have been the best £7. Do you know anything about it? What happened apart from obviously won the world
Instagram story, isn't it?
The second race was pure entertainment.
And the Super Bowl also was.
The
first night was fucking horrific. Well, fast, but my God.
The super pole lap.
Yeah, like the hot lap.
I got told, weren't you one second faster than second and 3 seconds faster than third?
Yeah, but it was erratic.
So how it works is you have all day practicing and then timed, then opening ceremonies, and then straight into a fast lap.
But they prep the track as well, so like the track's...
So you've not rode for a few hours.
Your last your qualifying session is at the end of like the European class, LCQ, all of the junior class, so the track's fucked, and then they prep it, and then you don't even... You obviously can walk out and look at it.
You can walk out
and look at it. Yeah, you walk out and look at it.
Do you get a rolling lap or not?
Well, yeah, depending on where the finish line is, you roll either usually like half of it or 2/3 of the track. Yeah. This time we actually rolled most of the track, which was nice. But like, so like the takeoffs go from being like rutty and worn down to just like sending you twice as far. So it's normally not too bad, but obviously there was actually some proper jumps and like rhythms and stuff you had to time properly in Germany, which was it was a really sick track. I was just all over the place, like everywhere. But I was still going faster. Like, near in my head, I'm like, this is still quite quick. I wasn't really concerned that I wasn't going to be fastest.
I was worried for him because in practice, he jumped a quad, like, over the finish. And I'd seen him fluff the whole lap up and I thought, oh, fuck, he's going to try and quad that to, like, gain time. And I was like, this is going to be lethal. Luckily, he didn't.
Like you said, they didn't fix the takeoff.
No, that takeoff they actually didn't fix.
Thank fuck.
And the corner before had kind of... In practice, had a nice line and a nice exit, but then the whole exit just got blew out. So it was off the cards.
But wanting a quad, didn't you jump something and then you had a little gap and then the takeoff? It went straight out the turn.
Yeah, it was a double into the quad.
Double quad.
Mm. But no, it wasn't nice. And like even I was struggling to get over it when it was the corner was still good. And like on I actually halfway through this season made my bike quite a bit unlike the map and went for quite a bit of a slower map, so for them kind of jumps it just doesn't really have the power, but it kind of rides better everywhere else, which I sacrificed.
The one I watched, the big one, I see someone put it on your Instagram, like the flying bolt or something, but it's like trialsy section, how you go over, slip the clutch and then
it's like all a lot of clutch, and obviously
it's like you see when you see someone go up a hill on a trials bike, they and just that's how you done it.
Totally blind as well.
It was very blind. And like with a soft rear tyre as well, that was pretty much mainly all dirt takeoff. There was a log on the top, but you didn't really get much of a kick off it. It was mainly from the dirt. So the tyre was just kind of falling underneath it. It wasn't really biting into the ground. That was also one of the reasons I stopped doing it, because I thought, I'm spinning as it is. My tyre's not really biting into the ground. I thought, this is going to end wrong. And they kept trying. After practice, everyone was like, you don't need to do that. You know, I said, I know. Don't worry about that.
Dave was telling him off.
Dave was telling us off. The team managers were telling us, like, you don't need to do that. I said, I don't need to do it. And I tried it once in qualifying the second session. I got a bit of a, it like turned a little bit in the air, so I like cased it and landed it at like full lock, and I was like, okay, I'll not do that anymore.
No one else even thought about doing it, did they?
Nah, I don't think so. I seen Taddy actually went out to walk it in between free practice and qualifying, but I don't think he hit it either. I'm pretty sure he didn't. It was all right. Nice to
tell us about your second moto, because that was pure entertainment.
Well, you tell, give it from your perspective.
Oh, right.
Well, where were you even stood in the stadium?
I was stood head on to the start so I could see you. So
head on, what? So after the corner or before
the corner? And then you come straight at the
doing
jump.
Doing the big jump.
I was head on to it. So in the second race, they reverse the grid. They send first to the back and so on. So Billy starts on the second row. And he's obviously adopted this style where he lets everyone go.
Yeah, I watched that.
So he let everyone go. Waited for like a gap, which in Israel it worked. He obviously passed someone, but in this race, as he's decided that he's going left or right of the group, he's turned left and everyone's just toppled onto him.
Well, no, toppled in front of his, and I just went front wheel in between the Batmo God and back wheel of.
So then he's done that, picked the bike up. As he's picked the bike up, he's dropped it again. And if you watch on his vlog, you'll see it's
so impressed.
He just stands over his bike, like splits over his bike like this, and just with his left hand picks the left grip and just hoys the bike up with no, it doesn't use his other hand, just
I
one arm.
I didn't even realise at the time, and then Ed's editing it going, watch this.
It's quite so impressive.
It's quite good.
There's no way I'd be able to pick my bike up in between my legs with one hand.
Yeah, no, didn't even use it. Just
I
used
get
his
both
left
hands
arm
on one side and really set myself up. make sure my back, I'm not going to put my back out, and then lift it up.
Well, it's quite good. And then obviously had another pisser again behind Johnny on the section where Taddy and Cody broke their wrists. So everyone was a bit like, I'm fucking hell. He's landed off the side of the track on the slippy concrete floor. His feet are going underneath him. He's scrambling, trying to get back on his bike. It was comical, and then still managed to fucking win the race. It's mad.
You're good at it, aren't you?
Yeah, I like indoors.
Prefer indoors?
It's hard to say prefer. I, to be honest, I'm ready for a break now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
He was ready for a bloody Coca-Cola after he's... I went back to the pits, and he was like a white ghost.
I pushed hard, to be fair, and I actually felt a bit remarkably tired. Like, last couple of laps, I'm going, oh, I'm breathing heavily now. Like, I've been worse at the end of races, but that was probably
just because you didn't breathe.
Yeah, just because I was panicked and then actually was so chilled for the first half until I crashed back. When I'd caught up to Johnny and then I crashed again, then I started not to panic, but push a lot harder. But like the first few laps when I was coming back from the back, I actually really enjoyed because I was fairly chilled and then had that crash. And my bike landed clutch lever down and in the sand. So it was like, I tried to pick it up without stalling it. So I just like put my hands around the handlebars and tried to get the clutch lever at the same time and just filled my gloves with sand and still stalled the bike. So that didn't really work. But I remember looking at the ground saying, oh, this would be ideal if I didn't have to stall it. Now, two gloves full of sand and the bike still stopped. So the second half I was...
You've passed Cody Webb on the last lap with like two corners to go twice.
Colt Naker.
Was it? Yeah. Who did you pass last lap this time? Colt Naker again?
Yeah.
He must have. He would probably not that chuffed on that. Was he both times?
Yeah.
Or does he find it funny now?
No, I don't think he's. I think both times. I think he'd poo in, especially this weekend in Germany because it was him and Johnny were in quite a tight battle for second in the championship.
But was they?
Yeah, they were level going into the last day for second.
Who got it?
Johnny.
Ah, nice.
So I was desperately trying to avoid getting in either of them two's way.
Yeah, like you don't
I was, want to get well, because I behind them off the start most of the time, so I was just trying to pass them without doing anything.
Did you not know whose side to take, like Husqvarna or now Johnny Red Bull athlete?
I thought there was no offers coming for teamwork from either side. To be fair, I thought this is good. I'll just do my best. In fact, the last race I had about three goes at passing Johnny because I just didn't want to be at all in the way. It all worked out.
You had a remarkably steady second day.
Yeah, I was no so dramas. Chilled. Yeah, it was nice to be able to race.
Even in
just
practice, just
chilled.
Everything was a bit chilled.
I tweaked my wrist a bit in practice. The second one, I pulled out because I actually tried to do the Super Enduro tracks are so hard because there's obstacles and a lot of the time, like steep, the backs, the sides of stuff, it's not really rideable. You can't just sit down and cruise. You know, like when you want to do like a lap of practice and just, you've got to keep going like onto the stadium floor, but then usually there's a log, there's a boundary of the fucking... the track.
So you can't roll, you can't
so
just
so
roll around.
Awkward to do a rolling lap. And anyway, I'm rolling through the water pit, which was pretty, like, the transitions were super steep anyway. And I just, like, sat down, my hand lifted up slightly off the handlebars and landed kind of further back than where I was being gripping. So then it jarred my wrist back and it gave us a little...
What have you done? Where have you hurt your wrist?
I don't really know. I'm going to get it looked at next week because I have no diagnosis.
Back,
right in the middle. But it's, like, not really... I don't think it's anything bone related. I think I've just sprained a ligament or tweaked something because it kind of just gets to a point where it goes stiff. And if you do push more, it just hurts, but like right bang in the middle of it. Anyway, I just tweaked it and went, oh, that hurts.
How did you crash your push bike to do that?
Training.
Oh, a training accident?
Yeah, training accident. Sprints.
Round a BMX track.
Have you just dropped that sweet on the floor?
Yeah, well, it's getting my hands sticky. And I'll leave it there as well when I walk out of here. But I just don't want to keep sucking it on this microphone and doing what like Bill does down the mic. And I also...
Vulgar.
Mr. Vulgar.
I went and...
Vulgar Red Bull athlete.
I went
How has Red Bull signed such a vulgar individual?
And, you know, Mr. Vulgar man that gives the big lecture.
Comments.
Yeah, I went and commented... I replied to his comment from 5 months ago and said, do you like my new helmet, pal?
No, he says Husky. Why do Husky employ
Yeah, no. But
yeah, why would any sponsor?
He said, why would any sponsor want to work with such
really,
a vulgar human
really
being?
You really took it then to heart. To
yeah,
go
no,
back
and then
and find
I went
comment.
Back. I found it. Well, me and Ed had 20 hours to kill yesterday.
What did he say?
He hasn't answered. I just put, do you like my new helmet, pal?
I don't know if he really thinks. He probably can't see. He thinks you're any less vulgar now.
Well, we'll see.
No, you're just a vulgar man with wings.
Exactly. Mm.
That is nice, though.
Fly away from such bullshit.
Mm, yeah, just look at you're above them now, aren't you?
He's above us, honestly.
Yeah, oh, I knew it was going to happen, but I've just not seen or heard from Bill this week.
Oh, here we go.
Struggled to get him through the joking, door.
But it is nice. It's good, isn't it? It's fucking like a dream as a kid, and then you got it.
Yeah,
and it's better than Rockstar. Rockstar, even as like Rockstar athletes, Red Bull's like a different... level of company. They give you so much support and cool things where Rockstar's just like...
They're booking him in for a fitness test next week.
No, yeah, I said, I don't need to do fitness tests. I'm probably going to fail. I can tell you now, I'm not going to be very good at them, but I'm all right at races, I promise.
Yeah, Red Bull apparently said, you have the opportunity of Red Bull, you can go places.
Well, Manny's there at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah, and then Bill said, look, the fitness test stuff, I win. Don't worry about fitness test. I'll worry about riding the bike.
We'll worry about it when we need to worry about it, but I think for now I'm all right.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it is good though.
You should probably go for your shoulder.
Fitness test. No, I would have done. That's all right now, isn't it?
Well, let's move on to the Nationals. What happened?
Well, I don't know. I reckon we go. I've got loads of questions now. There's a quick fire thing. No, because then there's them questions in the thing. So
we'll ask them, answer some of your questions if you want to avoid my question.
That's in the questions.
Do you want me to pick some of your questions?
Yeah, why don't we all have a phone call?
Because questions is quite good. When we've done the questions before, people were like, oh, I like the quick fire questions.
All right. Well, make them
quick fire then.
Yeah, no, that's the best way to do them, isn't it?
Well,
how do you find them on there?
You've changed, because 1 minute you want to just fucking...
The different level of... People can comment on that. So my thought was with doing the podcast a little bit more this year is want to get more guests on. When we get the more guests on, instead of us just always talking...
Yeah, we ask the guest a lot of questions.
Yeah, instead of us just vaguely going over every situation, because when you're in this position, when you say Ed asked me a question, you don't want to talk about yourself too much. But then at the same time, I know when I watch something, someone vaguely passes over something that someone wants to know more detail about, you think, all right, well, you've browsed over the top, but go into detail about something. So,
well, you haven't gone into any detail about the race. I've just asked
you
about
it. For that reason, because I feel... I feel awkward when you're talking about yourself.
No, we don't need to go on about his race, all right?
But that race, obviously, I could go on about for fucking hours about Callum if you want. Just looking on the pegs, lovely, Jimmy.
All the time on the pegs?
No, sometimes sat down, legs off. But
that was good, though. I like the sat down, legs off video. I'm very proud of you for that.
Yeah, just that's keeping my enduro roots. I come MX on the way in.
Keeping the throttle on, feet off, like... Head up, throttle on, doesn't matter about the feet, don't worry about them.
He doesn't even reckons he lost time.
I wouldn't have lost time in that. I kept it on. I had arm pump bad at that point in the race. Carrot was breathing down my neck and I just thought, I don't need you.
Carrot was on you in that first.
Carrot rode really well.
Next round, he's got ride nutrition on board as well. So
I actually want a bit of that.
Oh, right,
okay. Because Landrake, when I had all the beetroot, didn't get arm pump. Last two rounds, I've got arm pump so bad, I need to get back on the beetroot.
There's one in... Where's the other one, Ed?
No, the one that's in the drawer, I've got it. I'll give it you tomorrow.
Ed's got one for you.
Yeah, no, I think that... And if it's
I'm
in
glad
my head,
you used my... I filmed the vlog, obviously, of you, and Millward was there with his bell helmet on, all black, and I said to Billy, we're missing an opportunity here.
Yeah.
He's on the vlog.
Nice
he needs
one.
To be a ride nutrition man.
Yeah, why don't you get ride nutrition?
No, I've sorted him out.
Oh, he's going to have it on his helmet?
Well, I've sorted him the drink and he's got an Instagram story.
Who's giving him his ride nutrition helmet? Do you want Tommy to unzip
it? Yeah, Tommy, you can unzip it and take it to him for...
I'll go back to that thing. So I think get the guests on and then interview the guests more rather than keep browsing over every topic a little bit.
Yeah, well, when the guests are on, we need to ask them more.
A couple. Right, you ready?
Loads.
Are these quick fire?
Don't pick like...
I'm trying to pick ones that you can do quick answers.
Yeah, don't like dive in and fucking put me down. I just built myself back up.
Funniest thing/rider you've ever had on a training day? Any lunatics?
There's been lunatics, but nothing that really stands out. A couple of times you're trying to get someone to do, say, like an inside rut, and mate, you just... just doesn't take it, and then he says, well, the outside berm just faster, so I'm going to hit that. And you just said, all right, mate, you
just crack. De-gaff about what you're telling him.
Just says, you crack, I'm around the outside.
That's funny, that, because they've spent good money on going, but then don't listen.
Yeah, no, he wasn't interested in the inside. He says, I don't like inside ruts. And I says, well, that's why we're going to practice them. And he says, no, I'm taking the outside. And then he just tore the outside out.
What's an acceptable amount of riding one should do per week to be competitive?
This is my mate. Because Dave says I'm unacceptable after the weekend, he keeps making jokes. What's acceptable and what's unacceptable? I'd say 2 to 3 days, though, riding. Sometimes none. I've not really rode this week, so I still find that quite acceptable.
New intro song, thumbs down emoji.
Mm. Mixed emotions on the
intro.
Yeah,
I've seen those mixed. I prefer it.
Keep the new one. Face on that.
You need a new intro.
I do.
Yeah, but it's a tricky one.
No, but he needs one regardless of the song. It's covered in the yellow drink.
Oh, what, it says it in the title?
No, it's all over. It's all he's rode for the last few days.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, the intro.
Outdated.
Yeah, but the song's not. People like
this
that.
This song's shit. I never liked this song. Do you want me to play it for you? I'll play it for you if you want.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, yours is always better than mine. Your old song was actually quite... Well, I didn't like it, but it just had that word stuck in your head, didn't it?
Tell me something new. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, but it's his...
Right, anyway, fuck, I found
it's his song, isn't it?
When's the TS100 merch dropping?
Very good. Good. I like the way you did that. Nice one, Bill. Well, let me show you a little bit of merch while we're here. So I've got one on.
Are we having a quick change or just...
He's off he goes. He's gone to get it all.
That's my favourite, this one.
So we've got this one. It's the T-shirt coming out.
No one can hear you. You're not talking into a microphone.
Oh, we've got this one. This is probably my favourite T-shirt. Ride 100. Little yellow 100 on the front. But there's 5 T-shirts, 2 hoodies. When do you reckon it's down?
2 beanie hats.
2 beanie hats.
I think... We need to take photos of you wearing it for the website and then... It needs to make its way to the 3PL shipping company, Client Commerce, Imbued, Vince. It's on the way, mate. Get scanning.
Next weekend, I
thought we were doing one.
Yeah. Was Matt Ali 2012 one of the best weekends of your life?
Yeah, 100% one of the best weekends of my life.
Do you fancy doing Lituke?
No. Fucking hell no. Not after Fat Cats this weekend.
I could answer
my
that.
My God,
one
who,
for you.
Who said that? Silly question.
Would you rather win an MXGP World Championship or a Supercross Championship?
Well, I think they'd both be great. It's no either or. They're both. I'd be quite chuffed with either.
Any chance we ever see you back shredding in the US?
Maybe a one-off.
Not fancy
outdoor,
a one-off one.
Yeah, one-off outdoor.
Why don't we try and go? Because Bill wants to do Endurocross, so we can go. We could have an American road trip. You could do an outdoor.
You couldn't have disclosed too much information there, Edward.
Have I?
Nah, I'll be right.
Do America do Endurocross?
Yeah, they've got a good championship, the America.
You said you want to do one. I didn't say you were doing
one. Yeah, I'm going to try and plan that.
You must have seen when Manny was out there this year, thought I'd like to be out there with him.
That track's bad boy. I was showing Ed. That's actually the KTM Husky track that he was riding. That's bad boy. So
it's just a bit of you, isn't it? That whole trip,
the whole vibe.
Oh, now he's got his hat. He'll be trying to just get in the hills of Berriman.
Oh, yeah, I mean, throw some opposites every now and again.
Yeah, well, now Red Bull pay for the trip as well. We won't even have to pay.
Probably get a jet there as well.
PJ.
Yeah, we'll PJ it there. How did you feel after Fat Cat on Monday?
Oh, Stuart Edmonds asked me that one, didn't he? Yeah. I see that earlier.
It's hard to read these and get them ready. To be honest,
I felt all right, really. Probably too good, considering I should have... probably too...
What's your biggest achievement?
Don't know, lots of achievements. Quite like winning British GP, good Dead Nations. Probably the one at Matley, just because of the way I done it.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I probably stood on the side of a tractor track telling some bloke to put his leg up.
These are the two pros, one slow ones. There's some about Bill in there you can go for as well.
What, we fire them off? But Bill's got his own ones as well.
I did some as well.
How important do you believe resting is compared to MX riding/training?
Resting. Well, as you get a little bit older, now it's more important. When you're young, you don't have to rest half as much. You can just crack on. Bill don't rest much. I rest a lot more than
no, we don't. Not after the week we've had.
I rest a lot more than Bill would. But it's about feeling good for me now. If I'm tired coming into a weekend, then it's harder. So everything in moderation, really.
Thoughts on Mark Marquez? Did you see his antics at the weekend?
No, yeah. He doesn't watch any other sport.
No, I did. I actually watched his crashes. I watched things that pop up. I haven't got a subscription for either. But I think he's obviously struggling. It's hard to see when, in any athlete, when you're good at something and you've been at the top and then you see people like him and he's obviously pushing, still one of the best rider on track, but it's obviously something not quite right, whether he feels good with his bike or himself, and it's just sad to see, really, when
fucking
you're that good.
Big crash, yeah. That, well, four of them, but... Mm. Do you want to have a go at mine, Ed?
While we're on it, I'll touch on... Because people wanted the Fat Cat one. It was quite nice, because there was a few of them, weren't there?
A lot of them, but yeah. I didn't want to...
But no, Fat Cats at the weekend, I obviously done well the week before, didn't do well. You've probably seen some people pay attention, got Facebook. team boss weren't really happy with the situation. But I just struggled at the weekend. I was all right in practice. Race one, I got a good start, so my starts were both good, which is a positive to take out the weekend because my starts so far this year have been a lot better than the previous year. So, but I pushed hard the first couple of laps, was up front, and then got really bad arm pumps. Sort of the way I ride recently in the sand, I used to be never known for my being a sand specialist, but some sand races I've done well. Like I've won a race at Lommel before and been on the podium plenty of times, but it's now since I hurt my shoulder, I struggle and I don't ride the sand as much. Even though my shoulder's not really a problem, it's sort of in my head a little bit to let the bike go and ride how I should go. So I think I rode a little bit tighter, got myself arm pumped, and then I struggled in the first race, didn't feel good on the bike, and it got to a point where I was riding around and I thought the position I'm in and I thought I was going to crash. So I didn't finish the first race, and then got myself quite pumped up for the second one, thought, right, made a little change on the bike, and I have a good crack at it, and then good start, and then corner three, I went down with another rider, Ashton Dickinson, and then I was at the back, and I sort of knew my race was not over because it's actually a long race, and if I'd been riding properly, I could have come through well up there, because I think we went down together, he got back to, I think, 10th, but I just didn't ride very good again. I sort of went into like reserve mode, was scared to almost scared to hurt my shoulder and think I'm sort of going to ruin my whole year here for a race where I'm struggling anyway, and then it made everything 10 times worse. And that's sort of it. It's not really an excuse, because not really a valid reason. Dave didn't think it was a valid reason, says it was unacceptable, but at that moment I struggled all weekend, and I sort of thought, right, I'm not going to win this race, and I'd rather be healthy for the whole rest of the summer, because I enjoy what I'm doing, enjoy doing this, enjoy doing the videos and racing. And I was actually happier to see the finish line in the second race than I was when I see it at Cullum, because I just thought, fucking lovely, I'm out of this place.
Do you know what was acceptable, though, was the starts and the old Honda Power?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Two good starts.
I actually got really good
starts at Cullum.
Yeah, no, they're good. Considering I haven't done many starts either. Probably done 10 practice starts so far this year, so the bike's good and I'm healthy, so it's in the past now. Ed was quite upbeat. He was like, don't worry about it. You just picked me up, didn't you?
I don't remember, did I?
Yeah, he was nice. Bill put me down. He was like, I'm not talking to you. Ed was like, nah, don't worry about it. But it was a tough weekend.
I don't remember that.
Wasn't one of my finest moments, but
well,
like I said,
do you know what I always think? At the end of the day, fucking hell, it's a bike race.
Like, well, yeah, that's what happens. I think now as well, but I don't know whether...
Do you not think that?
Nah, Bill... pathetic little bitch.
Yeah, Bill's not happy, but...
Nah, your reason is somewhat justifiable. I can comprehend your reasoning. It's obviously just not...
Because that track, I would normally, years past, I've won a lot.
Me and Ed actually watched Jake's vlog yesterday, and I will admit, Fat Cat is weird. It doesn't ride like a sand track, I don't feel. You slide around so much. And I was actually watching everyone ride on Jake's vlog, and I thought, it doesn't look that nice to be riding on.
No, difficult track.
You slide so much, and obviously it's high speed. So I can understand why you didn't like it, to be fair.
But I also agree that it's not an excuse, because everyone raced it. But I just really struggled, and I struggled to get in that position, and it sort of got in my own head. And then at the end of the day, I thought, right, get through this. You fucked it up enough. Don't ruin the rest of the year as well. So, the end of day, I'm happy, and
life will go on.
Yeah, life will go on.
We still love you.
Right then.
Ish.
Let's go for some quick fires on Bill. What is your sole inspiration for being the best?
Fucking hell. That's a deep one to start off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't solely inspire to be the best. I just inspire to do my best.
Oh, yeah. That's a good answer.
That's a quote.
It actually isn't. Well, someone can quote it and put my name to it. That'd be good. Put it on.
That's a good quote. Fucking hell, yeah. Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, we should get that on a
t-shirt. I don't know whether they mean, do you just want to be the best or is there a cash? Is it cash winning?
No.
No, whatever you do, you want to...
Just be the best, yeah.
Money in it don't come into it when you're out on the racetrack, does it?
No, I don't think so.
Actually, a couple of times it has with me. When I was in MX2, I thought, fucking hell, I'll get this 15 grand, I think, if I win, and 7 if I get second. That's fucking worth going for this last
night. Right, here we go. Cost of being a pro racer with very little sponsorship.
Does he mean to do like my
cost of racing pro? Yeah, I guess.
It's obviously not cheap, is it? But the way I would look at it is, if you want to do it full time,
I reckon. Like if you went to Germany, it's 2 rounds.
Yeah, like I honestly think anybody that is aspiring or wants to kind of get somewhere should have went to Germany because even Super Enduros. It's a good experience. There was 2 races in 1 weekend. It wasn't that far. I think it was only like 9 hours to the ferry from the race. But I also think if it's something that you want to do and you feel you're capable of and you feel there's a career in it for you, then you've got to put everything into it and not... Obviously, you've got to be conscious of what you're spending money on, but at the same time, you don't want. There's no point looking back in 10 years' time, thinking, "Oh, if I'd have just gone and done that extra race, or if I'd have just got a better result of that race, or if I did shit at this race because I didn't buy a new tire." Like, put everything you can afford into it for as long as possible, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Quick fire.
Yeah, all of.
No, you got. That's good.
Can
you
send me your digital autograph?
Is that asked again?
Yeah.
Whoever that is keeps asking for that, and no, I can't get over it.
What is a digital autograph?
Well, I guess... Do you know what someone asked us to do in Germany, which is a new one, and I hope people don't start making us do this, is they had a picture of me and them from another race, and, you know, like on photos on iPhone, you can write on it, sign that.
No.
Yeah, which...
No good, is it?
Yeah, that doesn't need to catch on.
When is Ride Nutrition shipping to the US?
I'm not entirely sure. I've been busy the last couple of weeks, so I don't know how far we're getting on to, but soon, hopefully...
Explain how you stretch your grip.
You put it on a little bit, get the airline, put the airline next to the inside, puff and slide at the same time. Just make sure it doesn't pull onto the handlebars too much, otherwise it'll rip first time you crash. Quick fire answer, yeah.
That's good. Manx 2-day trial?
Yeah, for Daystone Clash. Went me and quite a few of the Enduro guys went a few years ago, and it was a brilliant weekend.
Will you be in Romania before Romania?
More than likely, but no plans as yet.
Summer plans?
You're going to be in Spain or England?
Probably England for quite a bit. I still want to come back here and ride and make the most of the weather. I think when the weather's good in England, the riding's really good. Mm. Motocross, enduro, whatever you like. There's potential for a bit of an America stay, but I don't want to go into too much detail as yet. Well, there's 2 races. There's a race in America and a race in Canada in August, and then no races in Europe in September. So... we'll see what other dates come up soon.
All right, this one's... I know you're going to be pissed off at me asking it because you're not going to be able to answer it, but it don't have to be quick fire either. More about your Billy Bolt Foundation. You obviously announced it at the end of your championship vlog.
Yeah. I don't have much more than what was in the vlog at this moment in time. Like I say, I'm not really doing much of the work or kind of any of the work at this stage, although I'm happy to. The other people that are involved don't want us to. They don't want to waste too much of my time, but still a lot of meetings to get permission, funding. A lot of funding meetings is what's happening at this moment in time. So I don't want to go into any more than that. But it's still a way off it being ready or anything kind of happening. I wanted to obviously that shirt's quite a special one, so I wanted to kind of announce that auction and stuff while it was still fresh, and so people, when it does come about and when it does get auctioned off, they know it's the legitimate shirt and it's everything that it was from the vlogger.
Favorite product you have This is worded a bit wrong. Favorite product for your bike and for your kit, but I don't think that's.
For my bike, that's hard question, really.
No, I guess it'd be like if you had a standard bike, what thing would you put on it? Your first thing you'd do.
Okay, well, I don't think that's the question, but that's quite a good question.
Does that not make sense?
Favorite product for your bike and kit? I'd have said, yeah, that's what I would have thought.
First thing you'd do, basically, if you bought a standard bike?
Mousses and tyres. Kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Mousses and tyres and on your person?
First item of clothing I would buy. Helmet and boots, probably. Helmet's probably the most...
Your most prized possessions right now is your Red Bull helmet.
Well, yeah, exactly. I had to put all in the front to put my USB pipe in for this weekend.
You haven't got many questions.
I only put it on an hour ago.
No, well, they're all like, it's a lot of the same.
Oh, well.
Has Ed not got any on
yours? I did the 2 Pro 1 Slow one.
Let me ask you some of them.
Well, they're not. There's none about me.
There will be. Ed just doesn't like talking about himself.
Normally, they want your backstory.
Yeah, where's... Tell us about Kex.
Someone like Kex? Ed's an enigma. What did he do?
It's an enigma.
I can ask you something. Who'd win in a fight, Billy or Tom?
It's up there, Billy, easy.
Me and Ed have become Paddy the Baddy fans, so we're big into UFC at the minute.
Yeah, Paddy the Baddy's the man.
Paddy the Baddy lad.
When is TS merch dropping?
Oh,
yeah, I shouldn't have asked that, but I'm just plugging it again.
Soon. On his own, you'll have your own category. On the
someone
Kex
asked me,
website.
Actually... there was a good one about what's the best energy drink sponsor, because obviously on Monster you're Red Bull, so they said
Red Bull. Obviously.
What's more?
Shall I answer this? Seeing as I'm in the impartial. I'm initial.
Yeah, but I know what you're going to say. But yeah, go on. You answer it.
I think that in terms of being an athlete, what you get from being a Red Bull athlete is a lot more better for yourself / health and career.
Yeah.
If you injure yourself, they've got a lot more people to help you. In terms of a good time, I would say Monster.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they always throw mega parties.
You're best off just keeping everybody happy, then you can do what you want.
Dot and dab, like he did.
Yeah, well, I've been both. So I was Red Bull to start. Yeah,
they've cleaned the brand up a bit since then, to be fair, though. So it's understandable why
with Red Bull?
I'm only joking.
No, that was always good. But the Red Bull's got a lot of support for Ryder, but then now I'm really happy with Monster because they've supported me, so it's like I feel part of their lot of Monster family.
Same shit, but totally different.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? Like if you're in there and if they're happy with you, then they're going to look after both of you. Like in terms of from me being Rockstar to Red Bull, Rockstar was a team deal anyway, so I never had a personal relationship or anything to do with Rockstar. So from like between mine. Now and then, there's obviously kind of no comparison. There was always kind of only one energy drink that I really ever wanted to be with. So I'm obviously happy with where I've ended up.
That makes sense. The screen's gone off, Ed.
Oh,
sorry about this.
You have to keep your thumb on it.
That was quite a good question, though. I thought I'd see that.
I've seen that one, but I didn't know if it was going to create drama, but I guess not.
No.
Answered it maturely.
Red Bull surprise. No, you obviously touched on that one. What bike what bike should someone buy as a beginner?
Someone asked me this the other day.
What, an enduro bike?
Yeah. What?
Depends what they want to do in it. If they just want to have fun, then I'd get like a 254 stroke smic.
But you'd go 4 stroke straight away?
Well, as a beginner, it depends. The problem is with enduro, there's a million different things you can do in an enduro bike, isn't there? And like, it depends what he's actually going to spend the majority of his time doing. Like, if he wants to go to Carwham or Werndu and practice hill climbs all day, then get a 2-stroke. But if you just want to go out trail riding, green lanes, occasionally do a hill climb, get a 4-stroke.
I think 350 4-stroke, do it all.
Is that what you've got?
No, I haven't got that. But if you wanted to do a bit of everything, bit of motocross, bit of enduro.
Yeah, if you want to throw motocross in there as well, then a 350 rather than a 250 is probably a bit more versatile. And all enduro bikes are fairly mellow from the power, so like they're not going to blow your arms off. So it's impossible to give a correct answer, but it's also impossible really to give a wrong answer because if you get a new Husqvarna, they're all so good.
Oh, God.
Now, for enduro bikes, I would say that the KTM group is head and shoulders above anything else in terms of a production.
No, you've not rode my Honda, 250F enduro.
Well, that's true. I could be blown away.
You slated it off in the last one. I said it basically just needs looking after and a bit of fettling, but you want to sell it now.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I want a brand new one.
Oh, I'm going to try. I've seen they've been giving them out. Tony Bowen, Fujinami have got full red motors. Get yourself
a 4RT, Montessa.
Yeah, the red motor one looks so
they've
nice.
They've both got full factory, well, I don't, not factory, but full red motor, yeah. I'd guess 300s.
Yeah, no, I would like the, I want a new, even I'll buy it because they won't give me one, but I'll buy a new 250F. I want this year's 2022 Enduro version.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I'd enjoy riding it because the 250 motocross bike's good and it could easily be made good enduro, but they've not got many in the country still.
There's not much of anything at the minute, eh? There's major tyre shortage going on for the dual bikes.
In your tyres, there is as well.
Loads of Kecks. We've got all loads.
Kecks. We've got Kecks in stock. Yeah, how long have we got stock of Kecks for?
I've just ordered more. They're on the way.
Someone else said that. New design's coming out.
New design. Well, in fact, there'll be a new design out before this is out, probably tomorrow. Cause it's not currently out, but I will put one out tomorrow. But I've also ordered 35 new styles, and they're on the way. And included in that 35 new styles is two more new Billy's ones and two more of yours.
Yeah. Well, I've never had one before.
Well, there's new styles coming. Loads of them.
When will they actually be here, though?
They're due to ship in the first or second week of April, and then
depending
how tight I want to be and how much the air freight is or how much the sea freight is, it'll either be 2 weeks or four.
Not long at all then, really. No. That's quite cool.
If he's got to get rid of burn through all the up.
But you've got more to drop of the last bunch.
Yeah, still got loads to drop of them.
Someone has asked, how many championships does Kecks have?
Oh, good question.
When did it start?
Billy's got two
2019 it started.
Three then.
I won a British Championship 19, MX Nationals 20.
We got four.
I won British Championship in 19 also.
No, I've had three with Kecks.
Have you?
Yeah. Any other ones? No, are we missing any other athletes?
Well, you two are the main athletes, but I'm just trying to think if we got any others. We nearly had one with Sam Lowes, I suppose, but...
Manny won. Manny was last year.
Manny Kecks athlete?
I'll give Manny some stuff.
Manny's probably cost more than we have.
Manny cost me a lot of money.
I see old Paul Ann put another picture up the other week. He was chest out and booking his Kecks on. He likes that.
Yeah, Paul Ann's all right. He's sound. Manny, I sent some stuff to Manny and he got strapped up for $150 worth of...
Oh, someone else did. I sent it to him.
So Ed paid it.
I squared it up and then claimed it back. Yeah. I claimed it back on UPS because I wrote on it specifically as a gift.
Did he give you it back?
Yeah.
That's fucking great, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't do that, actually. Vince did that from...
Oh, fair enough.
Well, Vince sent them, if you didn't know that Kecks is on a
3 pound. Come eating down the DC air conditioning eating because I'm fucking roasting.
Well, take your hoodie off.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here. Someone's put wheels or doors. What does that mean?
Don't even start.
That was the thing circulating.
Did you not see that? What is the more in the world, wheels or doors?
Ah, no, I've not seen that.
Well, what do you think?
Well, no.
Well, have a think. More wheels or more doors?
It's fucking hurt your brain thinking about it, wouldn't it?
Good answer that, Tommy. We don't need to touch on it anymore.
What would you say, though?
I can't even remember what I come up with. I'll try to think
doors,
about it.
Doors, I thought.
Any thoughts on riding in Canada? You sort of touched on that, didn't you, a minute ago?
Yeah.
Maybe a thought of that.
Well, I'm definitely doing the race in Canada. Red Bull Outliers, I believe it's called.
That's the last round.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
Hispania's the last round.
Oh, yeah.
Hispania's in October.
Someone has put here, for Tommy, how much difference does a full factory motocross bike make? I can touch on that and then we can talk about GPs for a minute.
It depends. Depends how your head is. If your head's in the game, it might...
Nah, I think in motocross these days it's a big difference.
Motocross
is a huge
difference.
Yeah, but you can put loads of people on a factory bike that do shit.
No, but there's a big difference. But it's almost made my decision to retire.
To ride a stock bike, well, not a stock, but a non-factory bike and do good, though.
Obviously, it makes a difference. It's
the factory bike. Where I can compare the two is when I was riding for Boss Kawasaki last year, and I know I had a lot of problems with Boss for different reasons, but when the bike was running, it wasn't a terrible bike.
Did they like croissants?
They did, yeah. that was nice on the team. But although I had some problems throughout the year, when the bike was running, I raced it in the British Championship. Suspension was decent when we got it set up. And in the end, the engine, I just pretty much ran a standard engine, which a standard engine on a 450 is all right. But I didn't get, when I was starting, I was getting about 15th off the start every week. I'd get the odd good time in qualifying. And then I could sort of run with the guys, fifth, sixth place, just behind them for a little bit. Then they'd edge away. The odd race, I'd get top 10, majority of the time, just outside the top 10, I think, results wise. Sometimes 15th, 16th, and sometimes I just wouldn't finish at all. But, Sometime in Russia I did, didn't I? The bike broke, and then I says, look, enough's enough, lads, this is dangerous out here. And then I sort of spoke to them and says, what are we going to do? And they says, well, I don't know either. So we said, we made the team decision to just not race. But then when I jumped on a factory bike, I actually was riding with a broken rib at the time, and I still got the whole shot in the first race I'd done on it. And then I finished fifth place, which was probably by far the best result I got all year. And I think my lap time was 0.1 off the best of the race, which was Tim Geiser, who won the heat race. And then I got fifth overall at the first GP. So the difference was huge in that case. And the factory Kawasaki was one of the best bikes I've ever rode. So I think at GP level, it's so, so important. I think you can go fast for one lap on any bike, but when you're going at that pace for 30 minutes, it's what are you laughing at?
This question I've just come across.
But you interrupted him now. It was a good answer.
Going fast for a long period of time, when you're on a factory bike, you can make less mistakes, or a small mistake is less costly because the bike picks up and sort almost travels forward a lot easier. You miss out on you can be in second gear or third gear, yeah, where on a standard bike, production bike, your gearing and things are so crucial to get right, where you have a little bit more leeway as such on a bigger bike, so you go faster, easier.
Yep.
If that makes sense. So
no, I think that was a good answer. I agree.
Yeah, and after
not that
riding,
I've done many MSGP races, but
no, but you can tell on a factory from a standard Husky now.
Like
to a
people, there's not a big difference, but then there is at the same time. Like yeah, there's a lot of. To ride and initially feel there probably wouldn't be a big difference, but then like you say, when you start doing 20 minutes and then you start to get a little bit tired, and normally you'd be getting a little bit lazy and hitting a few more bumps, which you probably were skimming to start off with, the bumps then won't make as big of a difference and you won't feel them as much, whereas on a stock bike, you start getting a bit tired and the elbows come down and you start smashing into bumps and it starts bouncing your left, right and centre, yeah. So then you use even more energy trying to counterbalance that and like...
And you just fall off that.
But then you think about it, it's probably, on a factory bike, it's probably four people's job to make the bike better at doing that, whereas when you're on a stock bike, it's literally no one. You're just there with your fucking screwdriver, turning a few clickers. Like, it's understandable why there is such a difference.
Say if you, the race I went to watch in the last round where you won the World Championship outdoor race, if you was to go around on a stock bike, you could do almost... You could probably do everything, get round just as quick for one lap.
Yeah, 100%. Like you could, and I also think people need to realize, like, if everyone was on a stock bike, the results would be pretty similar. Yeah. Like that didn't make a difference in terms of like results wise. But I think like from that race particularly, you'd probably start when you start getting tired. I'd say our engine's a little bit smoother and a bit more power at the bottom. So when you start to get tired, you can kind of lay off the clutch a little bit and just use the engine to pull you up stuff, whereas with a stock bike, it revs a bit faster and the clutch is a bit more on-off and stuff like that, so then you've got to be a bit more precise, so then you'd probably start spinning up a lot more and the tree roots and things would affect you. Same with like suspension, stock suspension, when you start to go fast, it bottoms out a lot easier and there's not as much hold-up in the fast section, so like I was obviously coming from being... sixth place with my finger up my arse fucking around, like I was pushing on a little bit on the faster sections, and you just have like more security and more safety when you do, you know, you like come over the brow of a hill and think, oh fuck, there's a rock in the line there, whereas you can kind of just hit it, whereas on a stock bike you'd probably be,
yeah, you'd want to get it perfect,
yeah, you'd have to be lifting your front wheel already for it would in on my bike, it probably won't bounce you or knock you out of place or knock you off rhythm as much. So, like, I mean, it just helps. It's just nicer. But, like, at the same time, like I say,
you can do it all on a standard bike.
Well,
you
someone's gone it. And spent a lot of time setting up your bike.
That's
they?
What I mean. Also, standard so bikes, be like, not... yeah, but... Yeah, it's standard someone's job. It's someone's
well.
Job to make it like that specifically. Yeah. Whereas when they're building a stock bike, you've got to think they've got to make a bike which a guy
for a few like different people,
a guy who's 60 kilograms and a guy who's 100 kilograms can get on it and ride. You know what I mean?
Whereas but you're making you test the bike like you've been testing R&D bikes 2024, but at some point that's going to be the stock bike.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of for a lot of people, a stock bike would be very well set up. It's just obviously impossible to make a perfect bike for such a broad range of people. That's where when you get a factory bike, there's people there and their job is to, okay, you're here, put the stock bike in, head the stock bike completely in that direction and exactly what he needs. Whereas a stock bike has such a broad range of what it's good for. It needs just channeled more.
What should everyone do when they get a stock bike?
In motocross?
Make it comfortable, I reckon. Yeah, bars, comfortable. Foot pegs, just be comfortable.
Try to give you the...
Go
to K-Tech.
Straight to K-Tech.
I feel like bars and... comfortable. Obviously, if they're tiny or they're massive, then they're probably going to need springs.
Yeah, bars, if you put great suspension on, but then roll your bars in, like... Also, you're not going to be able to work with suspension.
That's why I said get comfortable.
Mm. No, get comfortable.
Hands and feet are what's in touch with the bike. They have to be comfortable.
But I could... not quite easily, you could win a race with a standard motor when I raced Kawasaki. I raced in the British Championship some races with a standard engine, but you wouldn't race as such with standard suspension. So, out of the two,
that's a good point. Enduro the same, I would have said. If
you could go to the British sprint, if you could go to the British race this weekend with a standard engine and win,
yeah, if they only had budget. For upgrade your suspension, upgrade your engine, I would pick suspension.
Especially 450. Your engine's good.
Shall I ask
What's
this?
What's your comical question?
My comical question was, if Ed was reborn, who would he rather come back as, Billy or Tommy?
That is a good question. I think I'd answer that.
I'd flip a coin. I'd say, fuck, I don't know. I'll just flip
you
a
reckon?
Coin. I'd rather be me.
Yeah, why? You don't want the stress of riding bikes every day.
Well, yeah, imagine the crumbling if he was in our bodies.
No, but he wouldn't crumble, would he? Because he'd be in our bodies.
But it'd be still him. He'd just be in our position.
Sometimes I just think...
Ed would be there playing football with his head on the start line in Germany last weekend. And he'd be knocking it around at the back of the grid. Why can't I do this super poor lap?
No, he has to be you.
Oh, okay.
Completely you or completely me. But to be fair, they've both got fucking big downfalls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I keep whacking my fucking face on that and it's scaring me.
I don't know who I'd rather be, to be honest with you. I think I'd flip a coin and just say I'll be.
But we've both got some upsides. Yeah, as well.
I was going to say, neither of them particularly bad.
No, yeah. I'm quite happy with me at the minute.
There was another question that I've scrolled past that I wondered why you scrolled past it.
No one's been on your phone yet. Oh, no, Tommy
no,
has.
Well, I think I'll just give the phone back. Well, how many vlogs you got coming out then, since he's been with you for a week?
Three. One's already out.
One's out, and then one's ready. One hasn't been started yet.
Are you going to go back into the vlogs big time again?
Take that back.
One's ready. Has it been started?
The second one's nearly ready.
You've already done almost all three?
Yeah. Tell him about how proud he was when I was up at 7 a.m. when you were still hanging out your ass.
Vlog editing already.
I'd walk up to.
Yeah, but you don't wake up early anyway.
But this was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but I wake 7 a.m. up at 6.
It's actually 6 if you count in UK time.
Yeah, but you've been in Europe for 4 days, so that doesn't count. But where were that? Was that first morning in Spain?
That was first morning in Spain. Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but that don't surprise me. If Ed's got time, then he's editing. Do you know? He don't sit there and do nothing.
He fucking wakes up early. My God.
I woke him up so many times.
Yeah, you can lay in, but I can't lay in.
I cannot lay in.
I can't lie in, though.
You could sleep till 8.
Easily.
Nah, uninterrupted, I'd probably still be up
before
8.
Do you know, right, this on the way back, we was driving home. We set off from Barcelona on Wednesday at about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock after we'd fannied around. Then we got to it got to about 6 o'clock and we were supposed to meet someone from his team to drop him off 2 frames, but they were still 3 hours away. So we said, oh, fuck that, we're not waiting. So then we set off, carried on again. Got to about 11, and on the dashboard of the van, it was saying, you'll get to Calais at 3 a.m. And he's like, let's fucking crack on. I'm like, why would we do that? Like, crack on, then go all through the night and get there at 6 in the morning, just be wanked out the whole day. I says, well, just stop. It'll be 60 euros. We'll go to sleep. We'll wake up, crack on the next day. And then...
No, and I also wasn't against that option.
No, you weren't that against it.
I wasn't, like, trying to act like the big man, saying, like, I'm refusing to stop.
The next morning at 7 a.m. when I woke him up and says, right, fucking, let's get in the van. He looked at me like I was some...
He's no,
like,
well, he woke us up and then he wondered why I was, like, not particularly impressed with him within 10 seconds of my
what's
eyes
this
opening.
Tuesday Wednesday morning?
Yeah, Thursday morning.
Yesterday morning.
I said, get in the van, let's go. I'll drive. And he was still
waiting.
Wait,
waiting in the lane?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
No, I'm on a lane.
Nah, I'm on... I learned that in the GPs. Before, I used to fly out Sunday night, get an 11:30 flight home, get to Stansted at 1, get home at 4.
If I was flying, I wouldn't do that.
No, but then later years in the GPs, when I get
but
back,
even,
the older,
even
I just
if
thought,
it
hotel,
was a race,
morning flight.
I'm not in a rush to leave all that. It was... I see both sides to the argument, to be fair.
He also put the fear of God into me on the... on. Sunday night at midnight when he stood in an Irish bar in all his gear still, champagne on his t-shirt, boots on, knee braces, medal around his neck, pissed. And then he says, our flight's at 4, or no, what did you say, 6 a.m.
I think
or
I said
something?
2. No, I think I said 2, but it was actually 6.
No, anyway, he said, oh, we're going to have to leave at 6 a.m. I'm like, fucking hell. I didn't check the flight, I didn't even know.
Our flight was bad when we come to watch you at that fucking last race. I know that.
Early flights aren't the one. Well, to be
our
honest.
Our flight was in the evening.
Our flight could have been...
Just the whole day. The
whole
night.
Flight could have been any time that day and I'd have felt fucking horrendous when I woke up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you get real on it?
No. It was Guinness when it was heavy.
Oh, yeah. No. I see Ryan Watson was FaceTiming me and I just thought Ed and Guinness and Irish bar. He just wants to be in a nice...
Ed wasn't loving life.
He won. Ed's a and nice no, establishment.
Was, no, well, I had
a few
drink.
Hours before that, we stayed in the arena till we got kicked out of the arena.
I'd had a drink the night before with Noakley, and that had done me. I was fucking finished.
Yeah, Ed no, can't hack
it
with the BB
all.
Support
like,
club.
Your last outdoor race, Ed was the life and soul of the party.
He was loving life, to be fair. But my tag along, my yes men are a rare bunch, to be fair.
They're
like
fucking rare.
It takes
funny.
It takes some going doing two nights in a row with them lot.
Yeah, no way.
Very
and
funny.
they were on strong form. We were in the arena until the race finished like 5-ish. And anyway, we were in the arena in the VIP area because the bar was still open and it was free till we got kicked out, I think, about half 8.
Was it an after party for the...
No, it was. We were the only people in there.
Oh. So no, the race didn't throw like an after party?
Well, it was
one.
Meant to, but it all got shut down because of COVID. All the place... wouldn't open. So it was all a bit of a nothing was really happening. But in the end, it was quite good. We were all just kind of in the bar in the arena and just
it was
not
funny.
Even any music, but the
it
was
I didn't really
times.
Get all that on it on the Sunday night, but watching John and Andy Noakley, fuck me.
Unbelievable.
Comical.
Need a TV mental. Show. They should have a filmer just vlogging
their adventures.
Their weekend would be a good vlog. A vlog of Andy and John's weekend. Fuck.
And then we had the full debrief from that weekend in Germany from both parties.
Yeah, that was I'm just knowing from that weekend. I've never met either of them before. And their weekend, wow. Just wow. Like, it'd be my worst nightmare what they'd done that weekend.
The pair of them, unbelievable.
Entertaining.
But anyway.
This is another one that's quite a good question. It is saying, I'm guessing they've watched your race reviews from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, could you do some onboard race footage from the slow one, Ed, and Billy can narrate over it with tips and advice?
Yeah, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
That'd be quite good, actually.
For me fucking it up.
We'd have to get Ed to a race. He only does a couple a year. No, he hasn't used any of them tokens up yet this year, so we've still got some motivation in the tank.
I
don't know why the racing's gone. Why no races now?
Just time, isn't it? Too much.
I suppose, but... You don't.
I've seen the 18 degrees. The weather forecast is for Rochdale this weekend.
To Rochdale this weekend.
Oh yeah,
18 degrees. The weather forecast.
Not
that's a once in a lifetime opportunity to be in Rochdale in Whitworth in a t-shirt.
You could ride it, and I'll vlog it.
No fucking hell. Bad weekend. I don't really do that as well.
That yeah, but it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to be in Calm Quarry in your t-shirt. I reckon.
No, not for me.
It's going to be dry.
18 degrees, the weather forecast.
Yeah, it'll dusty say that, and then you'll get there.
It'll be very dusty, and it'll be windy, so the dust's going to be very bad, but...
Oh, this is the question I've skipped by that I wanted to ask you, because I think that both of you will have good ideas for this. Is there a way that Billy can use his status and bring Super Enduro to the UK?
Well, I was actually just having a conversation about this morning with someone, and I'm pushing hard for it to happen because a few people have tried a little bit in the past, but I don't feel like the sport had the presence or the like following from the British people like it does now. I think at the moment it's in a pretty strong place, especially in England, and from the following and support I get, I don't see how
there was British fans, quite a few British fans.
Yeah,
there.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't see how a British arena, like a Sheffield size arena, wouldn't sell out or wouldn't sell enough tickets from the following it's got at this moment in time. Plus, you think about like the amount of hobby people, like there's 30 hobby riders in Germany. And for them, I think it would be a sick weekend as well. Yeah. Obviously, they're in the pits, the behind the scenes of the arena. Like, I think it has a lot of potential. I was actually speaking with someone this morning about trying to push to make it happen, because I think if it's ever was going to happen in England, it needs to be now in the next few years while the sport's in such a strong
position. Even if it wasn't part of the championship.
No, I think it needs to be, though.
Well, yeah, it'd be good if it
would. To get the factory support. Like, yeah. The problem is, to come to England for a one-off race is expensive for teams and for factories, and you're going to have to pay riders and help teams get here. Whereas if it's part of the championship, you've got them anyway. So despite, obviously, it's a big upfront cost.
Oh, I know what you're saying, yeah. Instead of paying people to come, they come in.
Exactly. It's a big upfront cost to be part of the championship, but that means you're going to get the riders and the teams there.
It'd be good if you could have a two-nighter, yeah, and have an arena cross.
That's not the same bloke. Are you the same bloke you're talking to? No.
No, not at this. No, but I've spoke to them in the past.
You got any more of them?
Yeah.
I've spoke to them
Why
in the past
so
as well.
Fucked? Your throat's fucked now.
I haven't been right since Sunday.
Yeah, I haven't been particularly right since Sunday, to be honest. But
I'll say Saturday.
But nah, I think it does need to happen in the next.
I agree.
The next profile, yeah, because it's so much potential for it to go really big. And I know next year it's got 7 rounds for the championship.
There was 30 riders from the UK that went to that race of yours.
No, 30 in Germany in the hobby class. There was 30 people. There was 3 groups in practice of hobby class. So like, I don't see why they couldn't. There would be to me, if I was one of them, I would think it's a great weekend. Obviously, you don't get the most riding time, but at the same time, it's how often do you get a ride in a stadium? Whatever, like
I think the hobby class in the UK would be big.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's
I think you'd fill it with Brits,
and I think you'd fill the stadium.
I'd do it
because of exactly.
I'd do it,
but do it properly. Like, you need it.
Of course, you would.
Yeah,
no, I would next year.
Yeah, settle down.
No, but from my point of view, the presence and the how much you've raised the profile in enduro and extreme is mad. Like, I've said it to a few people before, it's huge, the now the interest in it. And even from the motocross rider side, we would never have watched enduro. I used to, when Johnny came around a little bit, think, oh, Johnny's racing. But what you've done from there to now is massive. So I think the 100% it could do a thing. And if it crossed over and you had supercross one night, enduro the next, as a one-off event, whether it's that, I think it can work either way.
Yeah, I think it could work either way, but I think that also just the championship in general is in a pretty healthy position and got a lot of potential to grow, like I say. I think if it was ever going to happen, it does need to be now, and I'm pushing to try and get something going, because I think it's...
How can we help you with the push?
Oh, wait, let me ask this. Does every event have a different promoter, or is it the same voter for the whole
series?
It's
the same promoter, just event organisers. Like the championship, there's a championship promoter, and then each event is run by itself. So obviously there's a bit
like MXGP.
Yeah, same as MXGP. Obviously not quite that level. They're same set, but the same setup. Like they bring the live stream. They bring some sponsors. They bring whatever. You've just obviously got that upfront cost, which is a lot. Which when you take into account, I know UK stadiums or arenas are expensive and stuff like that, but I just think if they did it properly, you know, like have the boxes in the stadium and VIP tickets and like go all out and do a proper event. I just don't see how going off the following it gets just from like my social media and stuff from British people. I don't see how it wouldn't work, which fingers crossed.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I think it would be good to have a British round. Especially since, like, British riders are first and second in the championship this year.
Yeah,
it's just got a healthy, like you said, it's a healthy series now.
Yeah, it's in, got a lot of potential. And
the amount of people that turn up, say, at Cowan this weekend, it's big.
That's what I mean, and I feel
half
like...
Half of them now, the extreme side of it's way bigger than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, vlogs and stuff weren't about, like, in the past either. I know people have tried to do events before and it didn't really work and they didn't... I don't think they were... Well, I'm pretty confident they weren't very profitable. But I just think the times have changed now and it's so much easier to promote events and to promote things and obviously I'm going to be on board with it and do whatever I can to help out and stuff like that, so...
We're going to do a three-part... Build up, track build.
Yeah, we do a track build. Like a track Ed loves.
Are we going to change our track up here then? That we're going to get rid of the.
Yeah, I think if we
can get some sponsors to do it, you should have a word with the Red Bull lot.
Yeah, well, we've talked about bits and bobs already. I think it needs to be like a bit still. I want to make it so if worst comes to worst, like if I do go to America for the enduro course, it's going to be summer here, so I can't actually... It's actually going to be practicable. So I want to make it so... Look, tighten up the difficult parts and make it so it's like there's still like a lap if I do want to ride it, but then also make just like a fun, cruisy track everyone can ride with some like nice jumps and...
Yeah.
A few little... Put like a...
To be fair, the track I had there before was quite nice.
Yeah, well, I was saying to Ed the other day, I'd probably ride...
You'd rather ride that.
If that was still there, I'd have rode that more than I've ever rode on my track.
Did I build that? No, someone come and built it for me.
You definitely didn't build it. Because I've seen a picture of it from the drone after it was done.
Yeah, bad boy. This is a question which we can't really give the answer to, but we can do something else. When are you guys going to do a giveaway meet and greet with the one and only 2Pro1 Slow crew?
I've seen on Tommy's phone there was ride day questions.
Yeah, well then I was thinking, what about ride day? Because that's how we did that 100%
last year. 100% we need to do
a
ride
day. I think we need to do two separate ones, a motocross one and an enduro one.
No, same place though.
Where are you going to do an enduro one?
Well, anyway, whatever. But like, just a day out.
Don't get a DJ one at an enduro place because you'll be fucking in the woods for 3 hours.
Because you just have an open, people come in and out, whatever.
I think, yeah. I think enduro. You could do both. But the enduro one...
I'm not going to give away. I've got a cool idea which I think could work.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
No, I'm not. Good point. I'll tell you when we're finished.
Can you tell me now and I'll cut it?
No.
Please?
No.
Well, you'll forget to tell us.
Well, don't think anyone's going to do it.
I don't know. I'm not trusting you.
All right, fuck you.
But the ride day was so fun.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely do more.
I reckon.
In fact, I'm still out of pocket from that ride day, I do believe.
Moving on.
Aren't we all?
Me and Ed, what's happening with that?
No, he's come on. Quick fire, these were.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that was probably one of the best things we did last year.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I still get people now,
sure,
when's
you did
a ride day?
Quids in.
Moving on.
With Red Bull being... Well, I'll read the whole question. The Red Bull thing. Will that affect Billy's vlogs, etc., given that RB Media House can be so strict?
No,
I think if anything, it'll help them. They probably get more race footage. They were always good with me anyway, to be fair. Like, I think when Rockstar first came on board with Husky, Red Bull were a bit dubious about filming them in the GoPros on the helmet. But I think in the last couple of years, they haven't actually cared about it anyway. There's a lot less beef between the energy drinks, I think, than people think.
Yeah, but Rockstar are more strict than Red Bull.
Yeah, for in terms of, like...
Dean is real.
Yeah.
He's so strict.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's actually very true. Like,
he couldn't even post a picture of me in with Monster.
Yeah.
Really?
No, like, on Instagram, he couldn't used to post up if it had another brand of energy anywhere in the picture.
That's too far, isn't it? Like,
especially when you're racing people.
Mm. So
he wasn't allowed to get passed by an energy drink rider. He'd go mental.
Anyway, my vlogs won't be affected. They're happy with what I do. Want to continue what I do. They actually want to help, in fact, make them better. So, more of the same.
I got a bonus from Monster for my vlogs.
Oh, I've got...
Did you really? Fucking hell, where is it? Send it my way.
No,
you
didn't
dropped
really.
Yourself. You dropped yourself
didn't
in
really.
There.
Whose vlogs are they?
Just messing, come on.
No, seriously, did you?
Mm.
Right, you didn't disclose that information.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did that... Well, we're in the fourth month of the year anyway, so you've been sitting on that a while.
Last year.
Oh, so exactly. You kept a secret for 4 months?
No, I told you.
Did you, bollocks? I'm going to delete your channel. When are we going to see some interviews from the British in the Kex chairs?
Who said that then?
That was meant to be our fucking studio. Yeah, that's why I was sat on this fucking desk.
Well, that's why the new studio's not ready. I give the chairs to the British Championship because that was actually originally the part of the deal with sponsoring the British Championships. I ordered 6, only 3 were ready, and the other 3 aren't ready yet, which I've then since made them 3, ordered 3 more, so there'll be 9 in total.
Yeah, they are nice.
What, yeah. You gonna fancy selling them? Going to go into the furniture industry?
So many people did ask to buy them, but it's just logistics of selling them. I might sell one, I don't know. I might give one to someone. If someone impresses me, I might give one away.
What do you mean impress you?
I don't know, like a young rider or something.
You have to do a lot to impress you these days.
You like being DM'd lots, don't you?
Do a stoppie. Any stoppie impresses me. I like stoppies.
You still owe us 100 euros for my vlog. I watched it on the way here and thought, oh, you haven't got that yet.
Did you like that vlog?
Oh, first bit drags on a bit, but I think it'll be all right.
What's that, his second vlog?
Yeah, this is his tour of S3 and his Red Bull photo shoot.
Well, because there's actually interesting shit going on and we do such a terrible job of explaining the good part, but... Be right, won't it?
It's there if they want. Skip it if you
life
don't.
Life will go on. The photo shoot bit's good.
I thought we was keeping these a bit shorter this year. Not that I'm not enjoying myself. Nice to be with my mates again.
Have you missed us?
Yeah, definitely. I actually thought, with the sun out now, like it's summer, not summer, obviously, we're probably rain next week, but sun out and then everyone back, it's just good, isn't it?
Yeah. When the sun's out,
like when you England walk through that door, your sunglasses on, your hat on, it was just fucking funny.
Right. Someone's asked, who is Jeff? They've obviously seen him in a video.
We're back in then. So do you not want to?
Yeah, no, we're back in straight in. No.
Who's Jeff?
Who is Jeff?
Jeff's a man.
That's what someone's asked. They've obviously seen him in one of your vlogs.
Oh, Jeff the Gardener. Jeff.
He's not Jeff the Gardener, he's Jeff. Jeff's like my second dad.
Yeah, Jeff. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Jeff.
But they might know Jeff. So Jeff's like...
Jeff.
How would you explain Jeff? Jeff. He's like your second dad, yeah.
Well, I've known Jeff since I was born. He was a very skilled woodworker and he was supposed to...
Dad's best friend.
Yeah, my dad's best friend. And then he didn't want to... do woodworking anymore when my dad passed
Jeff
away.
Jeff would be a good guest. He's a fucking got some funny stories of coming around the world.
He started working for us guys here. He's brilliant. Does everything. Helped us build the Super Enduro track.
Yeah, Jeff lives a dream. I'd quite like to be a Jeff when I retire.
Yeah, I'd like to be a Jeff. He's got some funny Latvia destinations. Jeff.
He's done some travelling to watch you.
Yeah, he has. Jeff, John and Gary used to live the fucking dream, bless him.
Yeah. When are we going to see Billy on a trials bike in a video?
Oh, when I did questions of the day, there was fucking loads of that.
Yeah, but can't. But
it's a conflict of interest, isn't it?
Why? Husqvarna?
They don't make one. I mean, they still probably wouldn't care that much.
Well, surely might let you on a gasket, maybe.
I think they wouldn't be too bothered, to be honest, for a little segment of a video.
I'd quite like to see you on a trial bike, and you like her in it.
And he gets all frustrated because he's not
You're a big
in
man
time.
For Lycra now, surely.
It's big at the time, to be fair.
Actually, motocross gear is that tight now. It's no tighter than Lycra.
My pants from S3 are the same material as the trials pack. Well, a lot of it's made up of the same material as the trials pack.
No, it's sometimes a bit thinner trial stuff.
Their trials pant is on the thicker side, to be fair.
Oh.
Yeah, he just gets frustrated on a trials bike.
I done a coaching day. No, your load of kids from
trials.
Yeah,
I was actually. That was really good.
In fact, tell us about your training day today where everyone turned up wearing his merch.
Good, that.
Let me chuck this sweet on the floor again. I done a training day today in Apex. That's such a good day training, actually. People really booking was chuffed with it. So, loads of people had Kex on, and then 3 people had Billy Bolt tops on. A couple of them said, I've had to buy this one because you've not got merch, and they weren't really enduroers, but they still had your merch on, so you got the payment, didn't you? But they enjoyed the training day, had Bill's merch on. The other half of Mad Kex merch on, I had such a good day. But I done a training day with Jack Price.
Yeah, full trials group, Ed.
Yeah, I've seen
six,
that. He's
trying
to six
drag of
me
them,
along.
Six all trials
yeah,
riders.
Yeah, I asked Ed to come. He needs to ride more, doesn't he? So I said, come and ride.
Yeah,
always do,
we
really.
Need to try and get Ed. I'm going to try and get Ed a Husky 150 from Husqvarna UK. That's my
two-stroke.
Yeah.
Motocross two-stroke. That'd be quite nice.
Don't want
to. You said you fucking did.
Remember your days in America on the old two-stroke? You was the boy.
Yeah, I used to think I was the man. I used to ride Max Anstey's 125. I think I was the fucking boy.
Tearing up
Star
West.
I think
Western
you'd enjoy
Paris.
That for days out when we all go to the track.
Yeah,
125, 150.
Yeah, I do agree. Get one.
Will it come for free?
Well, I'm going to try. I meant to do it last year, but I never got around to it.
Can't you say it's for you and we'll give it back?
Well, I thought we'd get it, put team graphics and stuff on it, make a video of me riding around on it. They can use it, whatever, and just see Ed's going to use it for a bit. It's going to be in Tommy's vlogs, their vlogs. It's just good for them at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it won't get used a lot, but...
No, but I think you'd enjoy it.
I think you'd enjoy it, man.
Some tracks, good fun. Do you know
what I'd... When we make the Super Enduro track a bit more flowy and a few more jumps and...
Do you know what I don't enjoy? One thing I do not enjoy about riding motorbikes in general is all the bullshit that comes with it of driving to tracks.
Yeah, but it's just part of it.
I know, it's just fucking...
Well, you don't have too much of a fucking drive if you didn't want to.
Well, I can't ride
my track. A two-stroke round it. Why? Because the jumps.
Well, you've ruined it. You've made it under...
That's what I'm saying. We're going to make the other one.
We can also tame stuff. You jump all them jumps, yeah, anyway.
The big jump there now is not even... The only one on a 125 would probably be odd is...
You would jump every single one of those jumps
one
on
by the hedge.
Okay, Wazaki, when you had it.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't had a bit of time off.
Make time. Fucking hell, it's good fun, isn't it, riding bikes?
All right. Well, I'll have a go then this week.
Yeah. Well, you've not got a bike. You need a you need a motocross bike because it's not fun riding your bike around a motocross track. I do agree that.
No, terrible. Terrible idea.
So our next one of these, we're going to...
We'll do our next week.
We're going to...
I should try and do next week because I think he'll be going off on Enduro GP duty soon. Let's get Nathan in.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And talk about his Romaniacs days.
Oh, should we try and get it set up in the new studio?
Well, wherever. I'm pretty sure he'll be going to Italy. I think there's an Italian championship meeting being next weekend.
What have you got on there next week? Have you got a lot on?
No, I've got to go... I'll get my wrist looked at on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Thought it was Saturday.
No, it's Wednesday. It was either Wednesday or Monday, but I've already got plans for Monday. Tuesday free. But I'm probably going to be at stands all the week anyway, so I can do any day.
All right, okie dokie.
Nice, evening, morning. Well, flexible. Other than Wednesday, which I'm going to get my wrist looked at Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. There's quite a few questions on here regarding your 6'10". What are you doing, mate?
Ed's in charge, so ask Ed.
Have I been handed the baton?
Ed's fully in charge.
Fucking hell. All right. Well, I'm going to get it fixed for him.
If you want a sponsor, any parts? Nah, well, we don't know. It's probably not going to start, to be fair, because we didn't start it after I washed it.
It just needs looking at, doesn't it?
It will be put back together and I will do a race on it at some point. But now Ed's in charge. If you've got any bits for it or you think you could be of any use, knowledge or parts.
Or got some money? Is that what you...
We've got logo space. We've got plenty of logo space, but...
Are you allowed to put your own logos on or Husky want their team sponsors?
Nah, for that thing, they wouldn't...
No, they'd be selling, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I've got...
Did you see, in fact, a bit off topic, but have you seen this bike that is a new Husky, but it's not the same year as my 610, but they've made it look like an old one, and I think it actually looks sick.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
You showed me yesterday.
I can't find it anymore, so you're not going to see it.
I know what you can do too.
Oh, I'm a bit upset that I've lost that.
I know what you can, and not entertainers, I know what you can tell us next, Bill. The vlog that's coming out about your photo shoot and your visit to S3, in that vlog, you said there is a competition to design you some new S3 kit.
Yeah, we can talk about that, yeah.
So what happens there?
So...
Well, you're not allowed to make none of it anyway.
Yeah, we are.
Now, there's competition to make some for the round three.
I'm working on
two.
Yeah, but you've got loads of stuff you want to make. So what they're going to do, there must be some rules to it. You've got to have it white and blue.
No, you can have it more colours, and I'm allowed to go a little bit mad for a couple of rounds. Don't want to push the ball out too much. I've already had quite a bit this year going on. But
Was that hard to get through?
I wasn't expecting it to happen, put it that way. So that's why it makes it even more sweet. But anyway, so I'm obviously with S3 now. We had a tour of the factory. There's a vlog probably coming out a similar time to this podcast. And basically, one thing we're trying to get across from the vlog is that they make everything there in-house, which means turnaround times are pretty fast. Like, we can literally design a set of kit, have it made that day, be ready the next day, pretty much. So to kind
30 minutes, he said.
Well, stitched together in
stitched together in a minute.
Yeah, no, 30 seconds. It was fucking impressive. We launched a competition. There's like a blank template for a set of kit. Have a go at designing it. Do it however you want. Pencil, crayon. If you've got an iPad, do it on Procreate, or on Illustrator, on a laptop, computer. Go as mad as you want. Can be amazing, can be super shit. We're just not sure what criteria we're going to pick the winner of, but we want as many designs as possible just to have. And we're going to pick the best one. It's probably going to use it at round two in Serbia. It may get pushed back to a later round, but that's what I'm aiming for anyway. That's in about 2 months' time. So yeah, just a cool opportunity. Make the most of the flexibility that S3 have and the fast turnaround time. And obviously, think of me when you're designing it. Like, put yourself in my shoes. Think of something I'd like. Don't just, well, do what you want, really, I suppose.
Yeah, I think they get the gist.
Yeah,
I will actually.
You're pretty good at designs, aren't you? You did a lot of input into your stuff.
No, I did in the end, I thought, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but it took a fucking while to get there.
I find that I struggle with that.
We've had our designer in a headlock.
Has he delivered this week?
No.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Watson's. He said to me at the weekend, he came to Germany, he said, he doesn't get enough credit for the jobs he does. I says, well, you don't need credit, you need cash. And we said to him, we've got plenty of work for you to do. Crack on with it.
Well, he takes so long, bless him. he's so good, isn't he?
He's so fucking good.
He takes
good.
Up more. Ben said, he says he don't want to say no, so he takes on so many jobs, and that's why he holds himself up, because he's so busy and he has a full time job.
He's so fucking good.
Yeah, he's so good. But I mentioned on the S3, I see Callum Green, who had his S3 gear on. He was telling me about the company and how good it is, and his gear looks trick. I've seen it a few since you've had it.
They're pretty new, obviously very new in enduro world and stuff like that. So, but they're really keen to do stuff, make changes, try stuff out, get stuff right. Like, I'm still using old prototype stuff at the minute, and then eventually when we do start selling like a signature line or whatever, it'll be kind of with what I'm using. But I'm still changing stuff. Like, every time I still get like a new set of.
No, but I see. Sorry about that. For fuck's sake. I see a couple of lads that come in my riding school. Yeah, had S3 gear. Had,
yeah, well,
but they it looked trick.
The stuff at the minute's good. Don't get us wrong. You can fit them
real well.
Yeah, you can buy a set of plain black pants, and I think there's like six different colour tops to choose from. So it's
had black and red bottoms. I think
no, it'd be black bottoms, red top. I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, black and red. I've seen some as well at the weekend.
It was trick, honestly.
There
was like a premium line, another line, because two of the riders had it. One had the cheap one had the better one,
They're smart. Still very, very new to the enduro world anyway, but they're making a big effort, which is good, which is nice. I'm really happy so far. So far, so good. There's some...
I think it looks smart.
They come up with some designs for some gloves, just some signature gloves me and Ed were flicking about on the computer with, and they look pretty good. Happy with them. Don't know when they're going to come out. So
we upset all the designers. We was crowding over their backs, going, "Change this, do that, move that."
Yeah, Bill gets a bit. You know what you want, don't you?
Yeah, I like to put a lot of effort into it and be happy with it. I wouldn't ever want to do something. Happy with that?
My throat's getting sore again.
So anyway, I like to make sure I'm happy with it before. Yep. Rattle fucking crack-a-dack-a-doo.
Better me coughing down the mic.
So that was good. If you want to get this template and design my kit anyway, you can find the link to it'll be on like a Google Drive or WeTransfer file in the description of my vlog, which is titled, we're not sure of the title, but the thumbnail says Red Bull Photoshoot. Oh, it'll be in this one.
I'll put it in this one.
We've done no voice, no mail. I'm guessing we haven't got any.
No voice.
But they can go on the Anchor website, app, however you go on Anchor, and leave us a voice note and we'll answer some of them, because we like doing that usually, but there's none for today.
Yeah, just go on the Instagram 2Pro1Slow and click the link in the bar and it'll take you straight to it.
Well, we need to make this more regular again, don't we?
Yeah, we'll do another one next week.
We'll get one next week. Maybe even two. Could get one beginning next week. And I fly to Israel Friday night, so...
I think next week with Nathan.
One with Nathan would be good, I think.
Good.
We also want to try and get Dave Thorpe and Jake Nichols on here, because they've been riding up here quite a bit, but we'll probably avoid Dave for a week or two.
I was
going
to say, you could maybe do a couple of races before...
We need to be friends again.
You need to do... A win again.
Yeah, if I win, I reckon we could ask him. I've not asked him anything this week. I just let it all peacefully move on swiftly.
When's your next race?
Next race. Got quite a big race. We've got, from Fat Cats to the next one, there's three weekends with no races, and then it's Fat Cats. So.
Fat Cats is the next British?
No, sorry, Fox Hills.
I was going to say, you best get yourself back there if it was, aren't
you? Yeah. No, I will get back there. Before there is a race at Fat Cats
lately. It's been taken over by
Yeah, no, it's I don't know what's going on
constantly.
Really. My next race is Fox Hills in 3 weeks from now. But there is another race at Fat Cats in July, so I will have to butt my ideas up and put a bit of time in there. But I'm quite confident I can turn it around there. But other than that,
wonderful. What you got doing, Ed? Were you busy?
Well, you can do me a vlog on that soon because obviously
I was expecting to throw this out before now.
But obviously, people wanted to see it at the weekend, even though it's shit. And I carried on filming at the weekend.
Well, why can't you still put it out?
Well, no, that's what I mean. I was like, I said to Xcast, he was like, "Oh, you still want to put one out?" I said, "Well, people have good days, bad days. You can't just fucking."
Well,
show
that's
the
up
good
to
stuff.
You. But if you wanted, we're going to miss another Monday, so unless we do something over the weekend.
What? He's got anyone?
Well, what? Yeah, either that. Or
yeah, but I'm not sure yet.
Put his GoPro on as well. That's surely enough for a vlog.
I only put GoPro on for a hot lap. What, I didn't put it in the second race.
Was it hot?
We actually need to do that Insta360 vlog because you've got an Insta360 video to make.
Well, we can come up. I can prep the track. Insta360 be quite good.
Also, need to take your photos in this merchandise sooner rather than later.
Big weekend, then,
aren't you?
Got a new laptop as well.
Yeah, and then I get your old one. I can start learning.
Bill tried to steal my new one off.
No, Ed offered it to us, and now he's took it back off us.
I didn't offer it to you.
You did offer it to us.
I said, take it if you want it. And you just said, have it. And then
Why would you say take it? And then
he said, are you sure you want it?
You've waited fucking 5 months.
Yeah, but that's the sort of nice lad I am. I told him to order one, but he didn't because he said, oh, I'll have to fucking wait. But now he's waited the same amount of time. But anyway, we did a coin flip.
It's annoying that there's such a weight on laptops. Why is that fucking happening?
It's not. If you want to go and buy one in the shop, you can.
I want a 64 gigabyte of RAM and 2 terabyte SSD.
Respect, why not?
Yeah, same as me.
No. What does that mean then?
Bigger memory card and right. Faster processor.
Fucking hell!
Can
you end it on that?
I tell you what, that was fucking good. And some of the stuff, I've surprised myself there, like I did on this coaching day. Some of the stuff I come out with today and the riders were doing, they was like, no one's ever told me this. I've been on so many days and the way you've explained it is, I'm riding around like I'm floating around the track. And I was watching them. I was like, these lot have improved so much. I was fucking so impressed with myself, like I was then. But
well done, Tom.
Let's wrap it up then.
Very well done.
Thanks for watching again.
Thanks for watching.
We've still not got a sponsor for this, so no doubt sponsored by Kex again.
Sponsored by Kex. Sponsored by Billy Boat Merch. Can we buy that?
No.
Billy Boat Merch.
Now, I actually said to Billy on the way home.
Can we put some pictures up of my merch on this so we can get it out there as well?
Give a fuck.
No, come on. Yours has been plastered about everywhere. I even wore yours.
Yeah, well, you should get some of my size.
Yeah, mine was a bit small, yeah. This will be my first ever merch since I had one top with number 2 on it when I rode the KTM.
I'll tell you what, this is how we can
end it. I actually see it in a garage in Ashby last year. Wore bloke had number 2 on the back, massive orange t-shirt, terrible thing, that the KTM stall sent, and I was driving out the garage and I looked over and I thought, I'm sure that's one of my t-shirts. And I couldn't even remember what it looked like. Anyway, the bloke had just had Searle wrote on the back and a massive number 2. And
I reckon he's
bought it from a fucking Oxfam shop, like a secondhand shop. I actually shouted to him. So do you have any? No. It's just 2008 that was.
But
would they have sold? How many did you sell? Did you? No, it wasn't owned by me. It was
in the power parts.
Like Kinney, yeah, in the power parts thing.
Why don't we quickly wrap it up with the final thoughts on, or final, whatever you want to call it. How paranoid has he been about spending money on merch?
Yeah, please go and buy his merch just to fucking make sure he sleeps at night.
Well, it's quite a hard thing.
It's took him 2 months just to press order.
No, I got round to it, but it's quite hard thinking that people would want to buy your stuff. That's what I find. Like,
I must admit, when it comes to press order on mine, I went, oh.
It wasn't about spending the money. I just find it, I don't know, it's just quite that someone wear your t-shirt around sort of thing.
It's funny. I think that, even when mine I walk around the British Championship.
The stuff like I said today.
Proper neutral, isn't it?
No, go on, get it. Go on, give us a good show.
I'll pick one now. I'll pick one.
Bring it all over.
No, but like that Ride Motor hoodie, the other t-shirt, they're things that...
These are all going to come in kids' sizes, not the hoodies.
Bring them 2 hoodies over.
It's over there, Bill.
Ed, put it. Why didn't you wear that? Too small for you?
Yeah, I sent the wrong size.
No, that's a large, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
So you got that one. You said this was your
worst
one.
To be fair, this one is neutral. No, well, I just thought it doesn't... It's only got the... nearly had ice everywhere.
So you got Ride 100 on the back. Grab that other one that I... The one with the Ride 100 and the Yellow 100 one.
The hoodie.
So you just want
Yeah, he wants them all.
Oh, no, we don't have to show them all. I'm getting a bit fucking greedy, aren't I? We can make this up. Fucking hell. He's got me foot tripped up on the Hoover. He's gone down.
You're all right.
He's bad wrist. But that's just to sell my merch for me. We've got that one as well.
Oh, you're going to spill this thing out.
It's like a yellow 100. This is getting messy now. So I've got a bit of stuff that's... yeah, I'm quite happy with how it's come up. This is the first day I've seen it. I literally drove over here today, arrived today, so quite good. But Bill just crashed. Time to wrap it up.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Fuck, thank you for watching.
That's it a bit.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.